You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Happy Taco Tuesday. We're back again. We took off last week, but here we are. Welcome to Tech Trend Investments. This is Elizabeth Powell.
And this is Joseph Grasso. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Happy Taco Tuesday. Hope everybody has had an amazing weekend. Oh, my God. It's been so beautiful out. Holy.
Nice weather. Everybody.
Amazing weather. Amazing.
All over.
It's a heat wave. It's a heat wave, and I'm feeling it this time.
Okay. Well, I'm still in Florida. For the launches still. I think there were five launches while I've been out here. There was one today, just a couple hours ago, out of Cape Canaveral, and I'm like right in the view of seeing it happen. So it's been amazing. But the weather has been consistently about 84 to 87 for me for like the last 3 or 4 months out in the Caribbean and out in Florida, which has been perfect. Everyone's talking about heat waves and then cold and then heat waves and then cold. And I'm just like, it's the same.
It's the same weather. It's the same weather.
It seems, yeah. Well, we've had storms and tea storms and thunder showers, which are beautiful to watch from the balcony, as long as I'm not out there in it. But then the sun will come back out again, but it's been pretty much consistent about 84. So if y'all haven't been to Florida, come out. It's beautiful. But I'm heading back home. So I'm going back to Orange County, going back to California in a week.
And that's going to be, is it a weather change? I don't think it is. I think it's probably going to be the same. Although I don't have much experience other than Florida, so.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. I get to see all my friends and family again and be back home. And we'll have LA Talk Radio from there.
It's local. Then it's local. No longer traveling for right. A little. And you're going to be home-based.
Yeah, take a break for a little bit, and then the holidays no will be here before we know it.
No, so, well, it's a break from traveling, that's about it.
Yeah, well, I have a surprise travel coming up, but I won't talk about it yet.
Oh. Oh, God. Not news, not news. It's always expected. It's never really a surprise anymore. It's always something.
Right. That's the benefit or the fun of having these apps that you can find the lowest air anywhere and the lowest travel anywhere. It's easy to be spontaneous. It's easy to book it like in a day or book it in a week or book it in a couple months or even out 13 months, 12 months out. So that's the benefit of it. But yeah.
Spontaneity.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. I mean, like one of my travels for a week is usually I can do about 5, 6, 7 weeks of travel for the same price most people book just a week of travel. So it's fun.
It sounds like a lot of fun. A lot of fun. A lot of exciting adventures too.
Yeah, but we've also been working like crazy too.
I know. Not really too many exciting adventures, but
yeah. I mean, being on the East Coast time too. So I've been on the East Coast time now for almost 4 months and I've been waking up at 5 a.m. East Coast time. So that's like 2 a.m. California. So when I get back, it's going to be fun.
They say jet lag is a thing, but I think there's more of a lag when traveling, like time and zones. You're staying there in time zones. Like you're so used to it now. You've been out, oh, I guess for a while now, I can't even put a time stamp on it.
Yeah, 3 to 4 months.
You're just gonna go back and be like, oh, it's 10 o'clock. I'm tired. Good night.
This time zone though was a lot easier than Hawaii. Hawaii was, I was what 3, 4, or how many hours? I was like 7 hours behind East Coast.
Yeah, that was very hard.
That was a little difficult to combine work and spaces and X and talk and all that fun stuff.
Oh, I when you said X, you're, I was like, X, what's X?
Spaces.
Oh,
yeah,
I was like, wait, Twitter. I'm so,
I know,
I'm
we're so still used to saying it. Twitter, right? Twitter and X.
It still feels like it's the same. Like, I hear more people say Twitter still than
right.
X.
I still say Twitter and then say X too, just in case. But
it's a mix. It's a mix.
Elon,
the adjustment's still going on. Elon's going to get mad at us.
Right, right. Yeah.
Okay, we're calling it X from now on. Sorry, Elon.
I just saw something on Twitter or X too about they're doing a new pay through X. And I think 30 different states just got approved where you can pay through it now, like kind of like a PayPal or a wallet or an Apple Pay, but they're doing it through X now.
Oh, are they? Is it just a fiat? Fiat being stable?
USD? Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's in the States, so I don't know if they brought it out to anywhere else yet, but it was just announced today. So let me see. And I think it said that there's 28 or 37 different states that got approved for it. So
makes me feel great that I'm not even in a state.
But that'd be interesting because Elon was one of the original people on PayPal.
He was. So, and PayPal's recently brought out some, I say recently, but it's been a bit now. It's been out for a while, but cryptocurrencies involving that. Like, do you think Elon and Twitter X being the main platform for social media in cryptocurrency, do you think they'll implement payment in crypto at some point?
I would think so, because right now they're doing crypto on PayPal, and then MasterCard and Visa starting to do crypto on MasterCard and Visa. And then there's a couple other things happening with paying through crypto on different platforms and
There is.
Yeah.
It's not too far fetched. It's not too far fetched.
Right.
And I think there's been a lot of crypto talk going on in the past, I'd say 3 or 4 days, especially yesterday too. There's a Twitter Spaces yesterday hosted by someone, a crypto native, and he was hosting Trump.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
And they were talking about using a decentralized banking system for crypto too, right?
Yes, the decentralized platform / wallet for cryptocurrencies, and
right,
I believe it's more crypto native, but they're trying to onboard more people into crypto and to teach people about it. And they were talking a lot about ease of access for new people into crypto. So it's something that I think is going to be hopefully helpful for the space, but has a potential as well to take a downturn. But that's a topic for something another time. Let's not dive into the negative.
I mean, MarketWatch just talked about another big event today too. And I'm trying to find that we were talking about.
Was the one that I sent you earlier?
It was the Market Guru, Market Watch.
Oh, it's a different one, I believe.
So yeah, so if you guys want to keep up to date on like crypto news, X is a great platform to find information on, and so is like Market Guru or Market Watch. They have a lot of updates and information on crypto, so you can see how the markets are being affected. If there's new technologies coming out, or more information about crypto, you got kind of get the up-to-date information as it comes out, which affects the markets. So another thing that's happening is the Fed is meeting today. So it's affecting like the stock markets and the bonds, options, future market, but also crypto too. And then they're announcing tomorrow, I believe it's at 2 p.m. Eastern, they're going to make an announcement on the rate cut. And in a perfect world, everybody's hoping for at least a 0.5. And that was what the anticipated rate cut was going to be initially. And then so now it's maybe a quarter or a 0.5 because economic reports came out. We have low inflation, which is great. And that's one of the reasons why they're doing the rate cut. But the other reason that it may not be as of a high of a rate cut, and we don't know yet until tomorrow, is because unemployment and labor stats came out and unemployment was down. which is good for the economy, yes, but it's not helping our rate cut because we want rate cuts. Rate cuts will stimulate the economy, more cash flow will come in, but they're trying to tame inflation and balance it as like a perfect thing. But the next Fed meeting isn't until November, and it's after the election. So in the interim from now until the elections and then after the elections would be the next potential rate cut if they don't do it tomorrow.
So we'd like to hope, obviously everything that we're talking about is not financial advice. Always do your own research. It's for educational purposes only. But
yes,
in a perfect world, tomorrow would be the larger of the rate cuts to show economic strength, right?
Well, that's what we want.
So that's what we hope, right? In a perfect world.
Some people are asking for a 0.75, which would be amazing. I don't think that it may happen. But if they do a 0.75, the markets would rally really big. But they're hoping for a 0.5, and most are thinking it's going to end up being only a 0.25. So the markets have been kind of range trading because of it. Actually, stocks rallied today in anticipation. And ETH went up a little bit today and then had a pullback on profit taking. But we'll find out what happens tomorrow. Usually the price of
23.92.
What is it at? You're fading a little.
ETH hit 23.92 and it went back down to 2300, which is anticipated profit taking range.
Mm-hmm.
It went up a lot. And
it went up like 100 and a quarter.
Exactly. And it kind of found its resistance on the past range. Its floor is on the past range, which was ranging from 2264 to around it's a very rough range because the last range was it didn't even last long. It lasted about 2 days where it was ranging at the bottom.
Yeah, whenever news comes out and then we get like a little spike and then it comes back down.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's tapping and it's sitting there right again. Now. Oh God. Well, it tapped and it's ranging back upwards again, seeing some green candles, some positive signs in the market right now, which is always a good sign. Everyone loves to see green. It's my favorite color.
Right. And usually it's built into the market. So before this Fed meets, they usually build into the price of what they anticipate is going to happen about 7 days before the Fed meets. And when the Fed meets, if it happens exactly as they anticipated, the price was already built in. And so they'll profit take. But the last 7 days, it's been ranging because the market doesn't know what to expect. So they initially thought it would be a half, and now they're thinking it's only going to be a quarter, and then people want more, but they don't know for sure until the Fed announces tomorrow. But I mean, rate cuts will be great. They'll be great for like mortgage rates will go down, and the cost to borrow will go down. So people will be spending a little bit more money. Hopefully groceries go down and over. All the other things, we're supposed to have a lower inflation now too. So that's the goal, right? Make it more affordable. We'll find out what happens. But again, the next rate cut isn't until November. So we'll have a little bit more stability in the market because whenever we get close to a rate cut, that's what kind of affects the market. And that's where we're at again right now.
Yeah, exactly. And the pump this morning, it was caused by something that was primarily on the Ethereum blockchain. And it's very big for cryptocurrencies and onboarding, and it's PayPal had a partnership recently with a service called ENS, or the Ethereum Name Service.
Oh yeah.
Yep. And basically what that is ENS is you can put a name. So you can say, for example, let's say beach.ENS, and that would be your name. That's what you would receive and send money from. So it allows people to not send by emails anymore, but in a more short form way where you can send via an ENS. And it's just an easy way to distinguish wallets or friends or family. And it was originated on the Ethereum blockchain, which I think is a step in the right direction. And it's not just PayPal, it's also Venmo, which are both the two major money transfers within the youth, I believe.
Yeah, so it's, people who don't know what that is, it's kind of like having a user ID for your wallet. You get to pick the name. You have to buy the ENS with ETH usually, and that becomes the name of your wallet and it attaches to your wallet. So like if you're on Venmo or PayPal or all the other ones, you usually have a nickname or a user ID or something that everyone knows how to find you with. Where if you have a wallet in MetaMask, it's, I don't even know how many digits it is. So it's a wallet has so many digits that we don't even memorize our wallets at all. But if you're trying to share a wallet with someone, so like you want to send ETH or another crypto to somebody, you would send it to their wallet address. And so since you have an ENS, which is like a user ID for your wallet, it's a name for your wallet, and you can choose if the names are available. The shorter the name, the more expensive it is. The longer the name, it's a little bit more affordable. And if it has just digits versus a name, it's a different price. Or if it's a common name, just like if you're trying to find an email or you're trying to find a user ID, the good popular ones are already taken. So then you have to find ones that aren't taken yet, but you can get it and then attach it to your wallet. So people know who you are if they want to send money, or if they see, if you want your wallet to, for people to know that you're buying and selling and you're trying to be tracked so that people know that you're trading, then people will have wallets in their username so that people know that that's their wallet too. But it's just like exactly. It's like a user ID or nickname.
It's easier than remember 42 characters and digits in a string.
So is that on ENS or is that on the wallet?
That is your address. That's your wallet address. It's 42 okay. numerical and alphabetical digits combined.
Yeah, and that, it always starts with zero. Do not have X. memorized.
No one, I'd be very surprised if someone can memorize someone's
wallet address. Well, they say that brain studies that most people can only remember 3 to 7 digits. That's why the phone number is like a 7-digit phone number, because most people can only memorize up to that amount. But can you imagine trying to memorize 42 different digits? Oh my goodness. You always want to keep your wallet safe, so that nobody can hack it or get into it whenever you have a wallet. Like the wallet address that's for the public is okay because nobody can access your wallet. But if you have private keys or the private wallet address, you don't want to give that to anybody, or your passcodes, just like anything else. You want to keep that safe. It's like you wouldn't give your bank account information to log in to anybody. That's kind of similar what your wallet private keys are. You would give maybe somebody your bank account number for them to send you money. And that's what your public wallet address is. It's like a bank account number. But the private keys, the hidden information, is you don't give to anybody. You keep that safe and locked up. And that information is your back end. And it's like your password almost. So nobody can access your information. Only you can access it. So that's kind of like what a wallet is. It's kind of like your bank, but
I think of it like a digital safe.
Right. It's your private one, though. And then now you can have a user ID or a nickname on it. Like you could have done it before, but now they're adopting it in other different, what you said, PayPal, right?
PayPal and Venmo.
Yeah, PayPal and Venmo. So if people go to search you on Venmo as your normal name, they might be able to search if you buy that wallet ENS address, then they can search you by that address too and then send. So
it's just ease and I guess making everything simple, and it helps a lot, because I think I've come into a few times where I'm trying to send a friend money after just going out for a dinner or something.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'll send you what's your name. Send it to my first name. Oh, there's like 1,000 other people. what email address is it under? Oh, I forgot. Here, just send it to my bank. Okay, that works too. It makes it simple. Right. It makes it super simple.
Well, the thing is all these different companies are adopting all this. So they're adopting crypto and then making it user friendly so that other people know how to use it that aren't heavily involved in it. So it's coming over into mainstream, which is a good sign that it's being adapted like everywhere because of it. I mean,
it's a good sign. And the more crypto friendly and more, I guess, integrations of cryptocurrencies into everyone's day-to-day lives, the more used to it they're going to be, the less afraid of it they're going to be.
Yeah. And then we even had some news on AI today too, some artificial intelligence news today. There was
we did.
We always talk about travel and crypto and trading and stocks, bonds, investing, finance, and AI. So we have a lot of AI coming around right now, artificial intelligence, and there was a big announcement today on this too. And BlackRock, which is a big company in finance and in crypto, and Microsoft are launching a $30 billion artificial intelligence investment fund.
Yeah, I think that is going to make waves everywhere.
Right.
Because it's AI.
I mean, just think of all the AI tech stocks right now that are existing and what they're at their market values at right now.
AI tech and the market for that is booming right now.
Right. And like our companies haven't even gone IPO yet, and we're held privately still. So there's a lot of potential for the future on that, but we're held privately still. I have about 175 AI bots now.
Yeah. The number keeps climbing. The number keeps climbing.
That's a safe number. If I counted all of them up. Oh, the other thing I wanted to clarify, and I think we talked about it in our last episode, is like a bot, people kind of have a connotation of a bot is like one of those things like old school, how it used to be if you called something and then the bot talked to you, but it was very methodical and very logical and there was no interaction at all. That's kind of like the old connotation. But the way that artificial intelligence works now, it's more like a coding source and it has personalities and voices and interactions and can even have sarcasm and sarcasm. I can't talk tonight. And humor. So it can like make jokes with you. It can laugh with you. It can flirt with you. It can talk, have information about whatever topic you want to talk about. It knows about everything that's in the world because it's utilizing artificial intelligence and scanning all the data for the information. But if you want it to have like a fun twist to it, it can have a personality and comment back and like have a banter with you versus just giving you factual information. And then you can also add different background to it. So its personality can have the personality of the person that you're trying to make it become like. Like I have a chatbot. So it's an artificial intelligence that's my personality and it has my voice on it and my background and my information plus all the information and data that people want to know. And it's my ace bot.
And it's you. It's me. It sounds like you. It has the same mannerisms as you. Literally you.
It has a little bit of sarcasm in it. I didn't put a lot of sarcasm in it. I was trying to keep it a little bit more professional, but my other bot is a flirt bot. And then I have a sarcastic bot too that's out there that'll make jokes and be sarcastic. And yeah, so it's fun. But bots are like different than all these old connotations. Bots is just kind of like an umbrella name that we utilize for it, but it's basically artificial intelligence that's highly intellectual and able to banter. And then it keeps growing upon itself and learning upon itself and evolving, which is great. It's controlled, so it's not anything to be scared of. But the funny thing is we had one today that I did a cue on my AI and my AI will generate art based on whatever I want it to generate. And then it'll also use memes in it. So it'll use a logo or a animal or a meme in my art, on all of my arts. But I did a request on one of them. And one of the people that are on our team did another request and the art generated it. The same thing.
Yeah. It was a 4-minute gap.
Right. So funny. I had requested a picnic with a yellow Lambo. And so it generated an art piece of a picnic at the beach with a yellow Lambo. So that was my prompt on it. And it looked beautiful. It was a beautiful Lambo and a full spread for the picnic at the beach. And then somebody on the team did it in another chat and requested a Lambo at the beach, and it generated a yellow Lambo at the beach because it's going off of its same brain, and then it's utilizing it across my chats, but it's my artificial intelligence being spread across the different chats.
Exactly. It learns. It's learning.
Right. It's interesting because it took that cue and it applied it to the other request in another chat, which is interesting.
Which it's almost like you could program it and teach it to do things that you want. So in the future,
we do. That's what 100%.
That's what we do.
Yeah, it's all on the back end. It's programmed and it's cued to do what we want it to do. That's why it's doing what it's doing.
Exactly.
But it has a full script. It has a full personality. All that's on the back end, plus whatever else, like if it when it's sarcastic or happy or sad or whatever you want it to be, plus the background history, like you put a full history on the person or whatever you want it to reflect on. So it has all of that knowledge, and then it recurs and grows on itself. And then it, every single time it generates a new piece of art, it's kind of stacking on the last cues that it had before and then evolving from there. But yeah, we do it all on the back end. So it's all programmed that way. And then I'm growing.
So curious. Mm-hmm. If I were to put a picture of myself into the AI, would all the guys that come out through the AI, like, be
if you cued generated? It? So, like, if we put, I've done that before. I've put pictures into it, and then you cue it based on that picture, and then it'll generate it. And if you like the way it's generated, then you put the cue in the same way, and it'll repeat it, and then that picture will keep generating. But if you modify the cue after you put the photo in, then it'll go off of the modification on the cue.
And
so they're called prompts, basically. So on the front end, they're prompts. But when we're generating AIs on the back end and we're writing the code for it, it has all of its prompts and what it's going off of, like the back history on a personality. So if you're doing a personality, you'll say like, oh, they're a college student. They like NASA and Tesla and they like sweet tea and Southern food. So that's one of my other chat bots. And she's a flirt and she's this age. And so she talks with that slang and that personality every single time she talks, but she evolves based on the questions that are asked of her. And so she evolves, but she has that background, like she has that identity and that personality. And it comes out in the way she talks. She's like, oh, I just went and had Southern food. My favorite thing is a homemade pie. And I'm drinking sweet tea right now while I'm watching the space launch, because that's her background. And so she'll talk that way when she's answering questions. And then she evolves based on the questions that are prompted to her. And then she evolves on the back end based on the knowledge that she's gathering on those subjects too.
I honestly love it. And I think we've used it like, I guess every day at this point.
Uh-huh.
We're so accustomed to it, but for somebody that's not like AI, artificial intelligence proficient, and they're wondering why would somebody want the bot to like learn, right? Why would they want them to pick up on tendencies?
Well, I mean, because you don't want
smarter than it could take other people's jobs and all that stuff, right?
No,
and
that doesn't.
That's not the case, right?
No, it's more so you want it to evolve because you don't want the same answers to be repeated over and over again. You want the answers to be more in depth, as if you're having a conversation with somebody and you're talking to them and you ask them a question and they answer back to you. And then if you ask a different question, you wouldn't want them to answer the same thing over with the same information exactly the same, right? If I go, how are you doing today? And you're like, oh, fine, great. How are you? I'm like, how are you doing today? Oh, fine, great. How are you? You'd have like a monotonous conversation over and over again. But that AI takes cues from it and is able to ask questions and then go off of cue information that you send to it and ask the question on it, and then respond from the question or the art or whatever it's analyzing at that moment, and then respond to it. Like, it can actually read art too. It can read photos and then know what the detail in the photo is and respond to the photo. So like on Twitter, there's photos in Twitter that people post. It'll respond to what is in that graphic or that photo or that animation, and then have cues based off of that and reply to it as a personality, as a person versus as a thank you for coming. Hello, thank you for bye. Coming. You know, it has like a full detailed conversation and paragraph and analyze the photos and says, oh, that photo is awesome. It's amazing. Plus it has slang. So it's able to talk whatever slang you want it to talk to. So like one has a Southern slang, the other one has a California slang. So it's based off of that. And then it responds off of the photo or the text or whatever the information is, and then addresses whoever's talking, and then also will add whatever prompts you want it to add in that conversation.
I just find it funny. If someone were to post something on Twitter and you just get like one of those, what's like the email, blank email responses, thank you for your email. We will reach back to you.
Right. It's kind of like
2 to 3 business days.
Well, that used to be how all bots were, but bots sound human now. They sound like a person. They're able to cue prompts. Like your bot. Yeah.
That scares me sometimes because I hear your voice and I'm like, wait. I know that's not you.
Yeah, my bot is completely PG though. It's very clean and answers good questions. Yeah,
we should get the bot on the radio show.
Oh, I could. I could do a prompt on it and it could talk, but I don't know if we want to do that right now.
Not right now. That would be funny in the future.
I'll put a prompt in our chat and then it'll ask the question.
Oh yeah. We definitely need to see if we can do that one time. I'll have to screen share it.
Right. Oh yeah, we could do it on a screen share.
Yeah,
so that's the other thing we need to talk about. So we cover a wide range of topics. We talk about crypto because that's where we're heavily involved in right now, and Web3 coming over to Web2, and artificial intelligence and traveling and what's going on in the finance market, what's going on the updates, and then also about different tokens, because our AI signal bots and our AI based bots find the lowest entry on tokens and then also predict when ETH and BTC is going to run to within 24 to 48, but finds the lowest entry on tokens on the predictive model, and then also on a revival. So if a token comes back to life and a token's sitting in your wallet, and it could have an ENS wallet. So it's sitting in your wallet and it has like a $50 value right now and it comes back to life, the bots will tell you that that token's coming back to life. So you can go check your wallet and find out that your token is now increased in value. But it predicts meme coins, utility coins, AI coins, all tokens that are, it goes normally ETH, BTC, and then it goes to altcoins, and it goes to meme coins and AI. And so that's what these bots do. But we're going to be having people come on and talk about their different tokens and their different projects, and also have some other people come on talking about financial markets and financial planning and real estate and all that other fun stuff. So we're going to have guests come on and talk about what they're doing in the financial markets, what they're doing in businesses, what they're doing out in the real world in either Web3 or Web2. So if you're interested in being a guest, we have our links now and we have our information in the descriptions on our archive chats. So you can reach out to us on our website or on Twitter too. But we're bringing on guests. So if you want to reach out to us and want to have a conversation and come in and say hi and be a guest speaker, let us know. But we're going to be doing that now too. And then also screen sharing. So if you want to talk on and be live on video, or if you want to screen share your chart, or you want to show what's going on in the market, we're also going to be streaming it out onto Twitter and Facebook and a couple of other socials while we're live on here. So if you want to be a guest speaker and come on and talk, go ahead and send us a message. You can also now look through all of our archives and get the summary of what the topic was about, and then listen to that special show.
Yeah, that,
but
that
it has our website links. Yeah,
and I'll let
go
you
ahead.
Continue. I was going to say, so that way you guys don't have to listen to the beginning and the middle and jump around to find out what we talked about.
Yeah, now they have summaries. And we actually used AI to summarize all of our shows.
We did. Sticking on brand.
So we had about 30 different shows, and instead of listening to 30 hours of content, which is fun to hear again, but we had the AI scan it and summarize our shows. But now we have social links too, so you can access our social links, come into our Telegram, say hi, come over to the Twitter, say hi. Go onto the websites, get more information. And then if you want to be a guest speaker and come speak on live, we're here every Tuesday night, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Send us a message and tell us a little bit about yourself and come on and maybe be a guest speaker.
That would be amazing. We don't bite. We'd love to have other people on and to share their experience and knowledge and maybe ask a few questions and we can go through and hopefully answer some. And We think we answer everyone's questions, but there's a high possibility that we don't.
Right. And then we'll open up when we bring on some guest speakers, we'll open up the call lines too, but we'll be streaming live onto our other socials. We've been on Spaces lately a lot too. And we've been streaming from our other socials while we're on Spaces. So we're also on SoundCloud and Apple and I believe Spotify, and then also on YouTube now too. So we have training videos to show you how to read charts. We have inspirational videos that are posted up, videos on how to trade in the meme coins. And then we also have trading channels and an ebook that we're going to be releasing. So we'll open that up too. If you come onto our socials, come onto our Twitter or onto the website and then send an inquiry in, we'll be releasing ebooks so that you can get more information on how to trade. What charts look like when you're trading, how to trade meme coins, and then we'll give out more information on that too. But we're going to start bringing on guests and having guest speakers and open up the phone lines, and you'll be able to watch the video too or listen to it on Twitter while we're streaming live here.
Which I think is a big step. A lot, and it's onboarding as well. We'd love to have you guys even jump in our TGs if you hear anything. I believe our TGs are linked as well. And you can jump in there, ask us questions. We're always in there, willing to answer and help anyone out if they're looking to get started, if they have any additional questions after listening to our radio show. Always something that we're willing to do. Yeah, just don't be scared. And we're going to hope to bring in some new faces, some new content, some interesting content that hopefully will pique your interest. And we're going to be... It's honestly, I think I'm really excited for it. It's something that we've kind of wanted to do for a while, and we're just waiting for a bit. But I think it's something that's going to change it. I think it's going to be amazing. Different perspectives, different insights. Well, I mean, it's good
because you'll be able to hear about other people's perspectives in Web3 and their background and what they've been working on and the different types of meme coins are out there. So you'll be able to kind of like our AI bots and AI signal bots find these meme coins when they're first launching, and we can find like the story on them, on what made them launch, why they're motivated, what the story is about it, if it's just a meme or if they have a utility, or what they're bringing, what their community's like. So you'll get to hear some information about it. It's like going into, if you're buying stocks and the company launches its IPO and you wanted to ask questions with the founder, if you want to know information about the stock, it's similar to that. You'll be able to actually talk with the founders or the team or the community and find out more information about it and then decide if you want to get involved with it and then invest in it, but you'll hear it from them directly.
It's such an asset to, and because like hearing it from an outside perspective is one thing, but hearing it directly from a team, that's something that a lot of people would like really enjoy. And we found that because it's different when it comes from the team, because they're so passionate about it. Right.
Right.
And they obviously know the ins and outs and they want to educate.
Right. So if you're interested, send us a message in TG or send a message on Twitter or on the website. But I mean, just being a founder too, like when people first launch, you're working nonstop all the time because we're international hours. And so nobody's ever asleep. There's always somebody awake. And when you have like 1,000 or 2,000 or 10,000 different holders or people in your Telegram asking questions, you want to make sure you're there to answer those questions. And I know pretty much all of our holders. Like, our holders are amazing. That's what's so great about it. Like, that makes me want to get up early. I'm waking up at 5 a.m. on East Coast time to build out new tech and answer questions and post what the plays have been and what kind of returns we're getting. Like, today we caught a 737X, which is like, what, 73,700%?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we caught that today. We also caught like a 500X and a 300X today. And those were just the ones I looked at. Like, I didn't even go through all of the tokens and find out what all the returns were today. But our like holders are amazing. They're so much fun. So if you go into our Telegram and say hi, everybody knows everybody. And if you're a newcomer and you want to like join the group, like go ahead and get some tokens and stake the tokens and become part of our holders, because we have a lot of big things coming out. But come join it. Like, our holders are amazing. We have a private chat for holders that are staked 5.1 mil or greater. And so we all have conversations. Everybody talks about their day, what they're doing, if they're traveling, what's going on. And then all of their dreams too, which is fun. I love, love, love hearing the dreams. Like, what would you do if you, like, your dream is your goals, your aspirations, what you live for, what you wake up for, what you want, what the passions you want in your life. And they're sharing that too. And what I'm finding out is like the big topics that most people are sharing is kind of the topics that we talk about. Like, people want to travel, they want to own businesses, they want freedom, they want to be financially secure, they want to spend time with their friends and family. They want to learn more, they want to be able to do more and have that freedom.
They want to live luxury as well. That's one that I've seen.
Right.
The Lambos. Want to live stress-free. The Lambos. Everyone loves the Lambos.
Our slang is when Lambo.
When Lambo. When Lambo. That's why the yellow Lambo.
All right. But always do your own research. It's not financial advice. It's educational purposes only. But it's a lot of fun. And then, I mean, if anything, you learn, right? We try and educate, try to teach, try to learn. I talk to all of my holders. If you ever have a question, you can message me directly. I'm always there. I'm always, and if you need a phone call and you want to talk, I'll talk on TG if you have any questions. And then we're going to be opening up the line soon after we bring guests on too. So y'all can like come in here and ask a question. And if it's something that we haven't answered before, or if we have answered it before, hopefully if you ask that question, we can clarify for you. And then everybody else may have that question that they wanted to ask. And now everyone knows the answer.
I think that's something that we definitely want to implement, just because we talk about everything, at least right. We think everything, and we hope to cover as much as possible, but.
And it's a lot of information. Think of starting and being like, I remember just trying to start my first wallet and not knowing a clue on how to start a wallet. So we have a segment on how to start a wallet. We have a segment on how to read charts. We have a segment on how to read analytics on tokens, on how to do a system and a strategy and de-risk at 2 and then take out your initial at 50%, how to paper trade, how to only trade with $5. And then like, we're building out the system and the strategy with these bots so that you only have to trade 15 minutes a day, and then you get the rest of your day to enjoy your time, be with your family and friends, to travel, to start businesses, to like pursue your dreams. So the technology keeps evolving and growing, and we have new tech that's being released pretty, pretty soon. All of our holders know about it. We haven't announced all of the information, but it's going to give you that opportunity, if you're involved, to be able to only trade for 15 minutes a day and then live the life that you want to live. Like, you set it up and there's a new tech that came out.
I was about to stop you.
but you'll all be able to like enjoy the rest of your day and pursue your dreams and do all the things that you want, if this is a direction you want to go into, and then come in and ask questions and learn a little bit more, or say hi and then find out a little bit more about it. We talk more in depth and in depth in Telegram in and depth. Twitter in depth. I'm tired. I've been up since what, 5 o'clock today? So that's Eastern time. So it's 10, almost 10 p.m. Eastern for me right now.
Yeah. It's a long day, but it's always a fun day.
Was a really good day. It was fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Just jump in to the TG. Someone's there. If we're not there, someone will be there to help you. Our holders, our community are always there. They're willing to answer questions as well. They're very knowledgeable people. They're amazing people.
They're awesome.
Yeah. They will answer any question you have as well. And if they're not there, there's always somebody there. Right. We'll be there. They'll be there. Someone's there.
And you don't have to talk. Yeah. We don't have to talk about trading when you come into the Telegram. Like, people will share their day and what they're doing, or if they're traveling. One of our holders is salmon fishing right now. Another one, like, I adore him. He shares his food and he talks about Taco Tuesday. So that's our day today. We're Taco Tuesday. And I know he's listening. Hi, Raleigh. But he's awesome. He's one of my favorite holders too. And he always shares his food, and it makes me hungry every single time I see it. But he shows, like, the most amazing food and the places and locations that he gets it from. And today's Taco Tuesday. So here we are.
So now everyone can be hungry. But, yes. I actually had tacos tonight because of Rally.
Oh my goodness.
Which was funny. I had them last night, and like the night yesterday night, and then he said it this morning, and I had to do it again.
Yeah. Well, it's Taco Tuesday.
Right?
That's a good thing about California. That's what I miss about California is Mexican food. I cannot wait to go back home for that. I've been trying to make it out here. I made like homemade chili out here, and I made a version of Mexican food out here, and I tried to have Mexican food out here, but it has more of that Cuban flair to it. So it's a little bit sweeter, and then they do things a little bit differently than we do back in California. Like California, which, like, a lot of our listeners are probably from California, so you know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about Mexican food. But like, if we try and go get, like, when I was in Greece, they did not have Mexican food. It was really hard to find.
Oh, never.
So I was trying to make my own, and I couldn't have cilantro, so I had to use like parsley instead of cilantro, and I love cilantro. But so like out here in Florida, it has like a Cuban flair to it, and they use like a cheese sauce versus a grated cheese. And back at home, we use grated cheese, like, and fresh salsa, like pico de gallo, like cut up tomatoes and onions and jalapenos. And then out here, it's like a little bit different. It's like sweet kind of too. So it's interesting to like go experience Mexican food at different states and like their version and their take of it. But I cannot wait to go back home to California and have Mexican food, and like can pretty much go anywhere. San Diego has the best Mexican food too. but that's one of my favorite things that I'm really excited about going back home, is being able to eat Mexican food. And I could eat it, I kid you not, every single day and be happy. That and sushi, probably.
That and sushi. But what surprised me is out in Florida, you haven't even had a seafood boil.
I know, like, that's been the big thing. I got oysters, and I went to go get oysters on another day, and they were sold out. Like, they were sold out of oysters. I was so sad. But I don't know. I only have a couple more days left. We'll see. I think I'm going to go get oysters again. I was out here for the launches, and 5 launches have happened already since I've been out here, which is amazing. Polaris finally launched while I was out here. It had been delayed 8 different times since 2022, and I was able to see it out here, which was great. Like, it was amazing. I saw it at 3:30 in the morning. Wait, no, I think it ended up going at about 6:30 Eastern Standard Time by the time it finally launched. But yeah, it was great to be out here and actually catch a couple of the launches. So,
and a very monumental one too.
There were 5 when I was out here. What'd you say?
And a very monumental launch too.
Oh yeah, definitely. And they've already returned back. It was all the 4 civilians that went into space, and they went into the highest point in space. So if you're interested, go on to NASA or go on to SpaceX or Polaris. I can't talk.
Polaris.
And you can find out about the launch that happened, but they went up to space and came back already. So yeah, it was delayed 8 different times, and they finally launched when I was out here. So that was amazing.
You're a good luck charm to them. You're a good luck charm. Yeah. They needed you out there.
Yeah, so I saw 5, so all my boxes are checked, but I think I've seen over like 150 launches now. But yeah, it was fun. So we're going to wrap it up. Yes. If you're interested, say hi to us. Come in, say hi to our Telegram, say hi to our Twitter, go onto our socials, go look at the summary. And if you want to be a guest, go ahead and send a message. And we're screening the guests that we're going to come on, but we have a wide range of topics to talk about. And then we'll be talking to you next Tuesday, next Taco Tuesday. Next Tuesday,
yes. Hopefully everybody has enjoyed, and we'll catch you guys next week.
Have a wonderful week.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.